Daf Ein Beis Omel Aleph. Baal Hevi Ilus B'Shechel Charufa B'Shoge. He did this B'Shoge with negligence. V'Noy Deloy Bin Kol Achas Ha'Achas. And he found out about the Isser between each of the times he had relations with her. And the Chayev Ela Achas is only going to be Chayev one carbon. L'Hokinok Shifa Charufa. And Rashi now explains that this is the reason that we is mentioned, and we're using an example of Shifa Charufa. This is the it's machlokes a different place in Shas. If it's if she's still fully a slave or she's half free, half slave, and she's married to a Jewish slave, and what exactly the parameters of what a shibuch harufa is, mishum the maybe carbon echad alaveras harbi, because of the shibuch harufa we bring one carbon for many averas. Kedanamikrisis, we say mesechas krisis. Hey, mevi and carbon echod. Alaveras harbi. There are five people who will bring one carbon for multiple averas. Abal shivcho, bius harbi. And one of the examples given is a man who has many different has relations with a shivcho charuf many different times. Chiknam asnisin nifter mekarbon echod. When our Mishnah says that he's exempt with one carbon, hanim yilu b'mezit. That's if he did the avera b'mezit. Shumin hamaveim nel mezit. Because shivcho charuf is one. It's one of the people who bring a carbon for mezid, kishogig, just like a shogig. The fsibic curse, tia, the bibic curse, the malchus, the shogig lekin. There's no such concept of malchus, but when a person does that, here only the shogig, which is negligence. Becoming mezid, and by mezid, rabbi kro, the nifta becarbon echod, albi is harbi. And there's a specific, there is a cluster that one carbon will bring kapara for many different times that he did that here. Kadiyel of Hassim, as we learn over there, because shogig albius, shogig harbi, and certainly on many different, and it does that very many times with shogig. Behelam echad within one time of him forgetting. Avol shogig menoid de lo bevia lebia. But he does the avera of shogig, like in between each time he has bia with her, has relations with her, he finds out about his avera. Lamanda by yidia betchila ba'asha. According to the opinion that you need to know about the avera before you actually bring a carbon asham vadai and chashavu. Lechalik la'ashamos kavos hakapara mechalakas lo'isim mezid. Then it's going to be considered the knowledge is going to be considered enough to obligate him in multiple karmanos of asham, just like he's bringing kavos kapara, like he's bringing his kapara as atonement mechalakas lo'isim mezid. The person who is separated for doing it b'mezid, but certainly hevekol achas v'achas. A libid Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to bring a carbon oshem according to Rabbi Yochanan for each time he had bia with her. The Amalei El that we said before, but oichol shnei zeis yichela behelam echod. Person ate two different, amounts of chelav within one forgetting. But neidel b'shtei yedias, and he knew about it twice, meaning he knew about it and forgot twice. She maybe chatas alkal achas v'achas. He's going to have to bring a chatas for each one. The cheshiva lechiluk yedia keilu hevi carbon min yedia leyedia, because knowing in between each of air is the same as if he brought a carbon between each of air. So to over here by the Shiva Charufa, knowing about the Avera in between each Avera will be as if he brought the carbon ready between each Bia. Ashwin Ulan Ula is teaching us the Lamadilo Boyidia, but Ashim Dakil, according to the one who does not hold that you need to know about the Avera before you bring in Ashab, Ainu Khashuba Lakhalik. Bainhaim, it's not considered as if to separate between the Averas that you should need to do to bring multiple carbonos, and therefore he's going to only bring one carbon. They came into lo chashivali yedia lo mechalaka, since it's not considered choshev. Therefore, knowledge is not going to separate between the averas that he should have to bring multiple carbonos. And Rav Rashi explains why this whole statement of ula is brought here. Mishum the Rav Dini the Ari lo the Rav Dini, which is going to come later in the on this amid ubrachinin the law of plukster biyachan shlokish, and then we're going to ask on Rav Dimi from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So since Rav Dimi is built on Ula's statement, and we're going to ask on Rav Dimi from the previously mentioned Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish here in this sugya. So first we'll bring Ula, then we're going to bring Rav Dimi, and then we'll ask on him from Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Hemtina Shalotek Bihu, don't bring it, offer it up, Ad She'evol Oid, until I have a deal with her another time. Ki asa Rav Dimi, lo polagad Ula, he's not arguing Ula, ela ma'ar machadah, each one was saying a different part of the halacha. Chayvo kolachas achas kosokatay to chashto. We think now the Ravdimi according to Ravdimi hodinam that which we said in the Mishnah Habola shifchud bius harbe person who has relations with the shifchud multiple times. Ein chayvo la achas is on the chayvo carbon. Hanim yilim meizit. That's if he does it meizit inami shegig or if he does it b'shegig behalom echot. But it was all within one time that he forgot about the iser. Avol shogeg v'neidah lo b'tayin. But if he's doing it b'shogeg, but in between each bia he learns about the iser and then forgets it again. L'man dechashivah le'yediyah ba'asham. The person who is according to the opinion that knowledge of the avera is important with regard to bringing an asham, then the chalakis, this knowledge of the avera is going to divide it up, and he's going to have to bring multiple carbonos. Asham, but feel Rish Lakish, and even according to Rish Lakish. Har chatas the boy yidiyah betchilish, im hevi chatasoi koidim shenoi de lahachet. If he brings his chatas before he knew about having about the sin, ein mechaperes, it doesn't bring him atonement, a kapara. That's the oi hoida, I love a hevi, because he has to know about the avera, and then that he did an avera, committed an avera, and now brings a carbon. But pligar v'yachum Rish Lakish, v'kom Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, the ingedi is mechalakas, the schayv v'shtayim al shnei zei sichela behalam echot. And Rish Lakish holds that knowledge in between eating two olives worth of chit. The knowledge does not divide up the two zeis that you ate of chelav within one forgetting will not divide it up in order to mechayv you twice. And two chatas. So you see that knowledge is not like actually bringing the kapara, meaning bringing the carbon, in order to obligate you in another carbon. And by the shivcha rufa b'yidiyah shebein bia l'bia, knowledge of the aver between each bia, lav kahavos, carbon chashivi, l'chalik is also not considered like having brought the carbon already to make you obligated in another carbon for the second bia. Just like by Mason Shifcharuf, you bring one carbon for all the beers that he did. So here, maybe Achas Akulin is going to bring one for all of them. It's not comparable to the knowledge of the Isser Chalev in between eating Chalev. According to everyone, you're going to need to bring multiple carbonos for. The Hasim. There, the chiyuv is on negligence. It came in sheishu diyum and time since there was knowledge of the very in between having lunch. Shteishkagos is considered two separate negligent acts. Amar le'abaye duma had pshato that perhaps that which you answered the lamanda by yediyah to according to one who obligates knowledge your chayiv. I feel Rish Lakish that you're going to be obligated in multiple carbonos even according to Rish Lakish. The ma'ase b'lachar hafrasha kamarta. And like the question of Rav Hamnuna that we said earlier, I will be yediya the koydim, but the knowledge before the aveir to obligate you in Oshim, I feel Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, looks at the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, he is still machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan, the chashiva le yediya lechalik, but chilas chayav, the Rabbi Yochanan who says knowledge is enough to divide it up into multiple carbonos with regard to eating chelav. Even if you ate twice within one's forgetting, you'd have to bring multiple carbonos. So over here, you have to be in multiple carbonos. By the shivuch for Ishlokish, the Amar Halsam, Loma Chalakas, and Ishlokish is that it's not divided up. Hachanami here too. Knowledge between each bia, Loma Chalakas will not divide it up. The main bia labia. The Hachakishte Chilos, the Chelab Helam Echot. Because knowledge over here between each bia is the same as eating chelav twice within one forgetting and knowing about it, each one, and finding out about each one individually. It's the same thing. So this is going to be the same halachas. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish with regard to the shivcha charufa, that there is dividing up of knowledge that to be able to obligate you with two karmanis. But they all agree that there is also no dividing it up into multiple carbonos. So both of them, the Rabbi Yochanan and Yishchilut, Rabbi Yochanan, you could divide up into multiple carbonos. So Rish Lakish ain't chilik, you do not divide it up into multiple carbonos. So Kulam Mufarish, when the Gemara then goes and explains all them, according to the opinion, they did not need knowledge of the avir before you chayim the carbon ashem da fil Rabbi Yochanan moide the Rabbi Yochanan even Rabbi Yochanan's moide the Rabbi Tarfin luchashiv yidil lachalik the Rabbi Tarfin knowledge of the avir that there's an isur of shif charuf is not enough to obligate you in multiple karbanos. V'chiyam Rabbi Yochanan yidis mechalchus when does Rabbi Yochanan hold that knowledge of the avir will make you obligated in multiple karbanos da fil bein shtayim hanasas v'hal echod even knowledge of the fact that you did the avir twice within one forgetting meaning you did the both bias. Within one forgetting, but you're finding out about the bias separately. It's knowledge of something which is chashiv, meaning with regard to chatas, not the shivah charuf that we're talking about over here, but with regard to eating chelov twice. You ate chelov twice within one forgetting, but you find out about the eating, each eating on its own, individually. That there is dividing up into multiple karbanos. So, feel the Rabbi Tarfin, even according to Rabbi Tarfin, can go in the via shalach acher hafrasha. That we're talking about where he had be again after he had designated the carbon already, like Rabbi Luna asked in the Gemara about Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish by Shifu Charufa. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish by Shifu Charufa. Libid the Madach Shiva Le Yedia the Asham. According to the opinion that knowledge was needed, important by bringing a carbon Asham. Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Yedias Chatas. When Rabbi Yochanan holds that the knowledge why a chatas hoyel v'chashivale he mechalakas, since it's something which is considered important, then therefore it will divide it up into multiple karbanos. Meaning it will divide it into being obligated in multiple karbanos. I feel the chatas the helam echad, even if it's a chatas brought on one forgetting, meaning that you did the averes of the one forgetting. Hachanami, so over here mechalakas is going to obligate you in multiple karbanos, being the helam echad whether you did the averes within one. Forgetting a baby, the shtei had levels, or you did within two forgetting. So, Rish Lakish, the Amr, Yediyah, the Chatas, Afal Gab, the Cheshiva, the knowledge by with regard to a Chatas, even though it's considered important, Lomba Chalakas does not obligate Me'averus, the Helm Echad, does not divide, obligate you in of a various one within one forgetting at the multiple karbanos. Haha, over here, I feel the shtei halamos, even if it was within two forgettings, Lomba Chalakas, it does not obligate you in multiple karbanos, with the precious as we explained. Daf ayin beis, omud beis. The shagin lahagbia is satolosh. Kagoyin, for example, the nafal sakin barugas hayerek. Your knife fell within a row of planted vegetables, and the shagin lahagbia, and all you want to do is to pick it up. This up here, Argus has a different shot of what we're talking about. Luchatach esam chuberus potter, dichsiba shechotopo, that you sinned, the darshina bekrisis, the way with drosha in mesechus krisis, pratlam is asik, but over after, also there was it, is exclusive if you're busy doing something else. And you ended up doing the avera. So over here, you were busy picking up a knife and ended up cutting off a planted vegetable. But shogei, what shogei is hekadami? How do you have a case of shogei? Kugonishin is chavin lechak. You wanted to do what you were doing. Avol shogei, but you made it. You were shogei to sabrish im hayom Shabbos. You thought today is not Shabbos. Oh, sabrish malacha zumuteris. Or you knew it was Shabbos, but you thought this malacha was mutter. This person who's by misasik, he was busy trying to pick up something, and it ended up that act of picking up did some other act which he was not intending at all. That is cutting off something from that was growing. With forgetting Shabbos, with forgetting that there was the malacha was also el misasik bechaticha seter. You were busy trying to cut something which is mutter havi. She yodeh shehu Shabbos. He knew Shabbos. She yodeh shechatichas mechubur is aser, and he knew that cutting something which is attached to the ground was aser, but he just thought that this wasn't attached to the ground. Mashenkim b'shar mitzvahs kulam b'farish al ba'azul. This explained as we go on. Mashenkim shogak v'lo mischavin. L'kaim b'farish. I'll explain it later. Chelav v'dam dumi yodetchina v'ktzir shein shnei gufin. It's comparable to grinding up something and cutting something down, which is too. Literally two bodies, which means two separate issues, so to eating forbidden fat and eating blood. Ella, Gabishar mitzvahs, hechidami depotet, you're going to be exempt. Kagon chelav, chelav, hechel, echel, within one forgetting. The Rabbi the Mesechus and Hedge, the Mesechus and Perak Dal Mises, and the Perak of Dal Mises Bezin. Yolav, Lemilsi, Mikrolin, Sisal of Apostle, the Inchel, Chatois, the Akum, there's no such thing as multiple Chiyue Chatas with regard to Avodah Zarah. Veshtach of Allah, Vainu Shogig, that is considered Shogig, Shehi Avodah Zarah. Because it's Avodah Zarah, but Lomas Chaim is not intending it. Shalom Chaim L'Shtach was Avodah Zarah because he wasn't intending to bow down to Avodah Zarah. He was planning on bowing down to Hashem. It wasn't that he was planning on bowing down to Avodah Zarah, forgetting that Avodah Zarah is awesome. Hari Libo L'Shemayim L'Machi of Yeshkan. What obligations are going to be over here? Afilu Yoda Shehu Beis Avodah Zarah. Even if he knew if it was a temple for idol worship, Ishtachol and bow down there L'Shemayim with intent to bow down to Hashem. Ein Chiyuv Kan. There will be no Chiyuv. And Darter is Tzuras HaMelech. It's the form of a statue of the king. She'oisin L'Chvoy HaMelech. They make for the honor of the king. Ishtachol and bow down to V'lo L'Shemayim Elohos. And not because you held the king, the Caesar, in this case the emperor, to be a god. Me'abba Mihiros. Me'abbas Odom. So you love somebody. And if you're doing a vodazer for them, omayir something, you're scared of somebody, hishtach vodazer, you bow down to vodazer. But karele shogeg, velomus chavin is called shogeg without intent. Kolaymers means say shogeg b'hachi. He made him a shogeg in this. So sober because he thought came in the aim mischavin libel halohus is mutter. Since he thought, since he's not intending to actually accept upon himself this idol as God, so that it would be permitted. Elabo imr mutter could go in gershin the sky bin hanochrim. Like for example, you have a ger who converted amongst the goyim. And the sover, and therefore he held she'enu v'lusar. But there is no such thing as an iser, a violation of obligation against idol worship in the Torah. But currently, shogeg l'mischavin, this has been called that he did shogeg without intent. How did he become a ger in the first place? The place explained the Masechta, the three Jews had shown up and converted him. And even if they did the proper conversion, you'll have to tell him every single iser in the Torah before he converts. So I told them some things, and they forgot to tell him v'lusar, and there was no everyone around him was doing v'lusar, so he did not know the halacha. The pata legarmi bitmiya. So this is a question. Ad kan lo kuboi v'nei rabba merav Nachman helam zeb zeb yado. That he forgets about both of them. Mahu what's the halacha? When he actually forgot both about Shabbos and about the melachos being aser. Lo b'pirkan. This was earlier in the pirkan daf ayin amid beis. The haynu omer mutter. That's the equivalent of saying that something is mutter. The omer ain't Shabbos b'Torah. He says there's no such thing as Shabbos in the Torah. Haynu helam zeb zeb. That is saying that there's no Shabbos in the Torah. It's the same thing as saying that there is no. That he's forgetting both the fact that Shabbos is Shabbos and the fact that it's that malachos are aser.